President Bush is taking to the road as the 2004 election campaign moves into high gear. Florida is the state that ultimately decided the 2000 presidential election, and the Bush campaign is leaving nothing to chance in 2004. On his 19th trip to the state since taking office, President Bush appealed to two constituencies, small business owners and stock car racing fans. His first stop was Daytona International Motor Speedway, where he kicked off the NASCAR racing season.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
As the sound of revving engines filled the track, the president took in the accompanying cheers from the crowd. The next morning, he appeared at a very different venue, a factory in the city of Tampa that makes aluminum windows and doors. It was billed as a conversation on the economy with local small business owners and workers. The Bush campaign leans heavily towards such events, which give the president a chance to highlight his achievements before a hand-picked, friendly audience. Connie Horner is the owner of New Air Manufacturing, the family business the president visited in Tampa. She told him that the tax cuts he pushed through Congress have enabled her company to grow and hire additional workers.
And we are just incredibly optimistic about our future, and we have you to thank for that.
Mr. Bush responded by saying the praise for recent economic gains should go to the American people.
All governments can do is create an environment. It's up to our fellow citizens to seize the opportunity. We can't make you be bold. We can't make you be smart. We can't make you make the right decisions. That's up to you.
The president also used the occasion to lash out at Democrats who say his tax cuts are excessive and have contributed to a dangerous budget deficit. He told his Florida audience his critics are wrong.
The fact that there's more money in your pockets have made this economy strong. And that's where we need to keep it.
President Bush has held similar events in recent days in other states considered crucial to his re-election campaign. He has spent a lot of time talking about the economy, which polls show is currently the top concern cited by American voters. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, The White House.